Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Good morning. It's 19 minutes after 8 o'clock, 54 degrees. I'm Patty Mercer.
I'm Lucas McFadden. Our friends from the Rock Hill Theater join us. They've got a great production taking place this weekend. Weekend only, Ernest and the Pale Moon. We've got Halee Christopher, current treasurer of Rock Hill Theater, but a very familiar name and face with this organization. And good morning to you, Halee. Give us the details. What do we need to know for this weekend?
So this weekend, in conjunction with the Old Town Art Market, the night market that's happening downtown, and the Arts Council of York County, then we are doing Ernest and the Pale Moon in the Getty Center. And it is a great place for us to be doing this Halloween-ish spooky show. Yes. So we have shows on Friday night at 7 and at 9. We have shows on Saturday, 7 at 9, and then on Sunday at 7. So that is this weekend, and you can get tickets on our website, rockhilltheater.org.
So is Ernest and the Pale Moon, is this an original production, or is this a story that we might have heard of before?
It is not. Actually, our director brought it to us and said, this is a really cool show. And so then we read it and we were like, it is a really cool show. We had to get rights from the United Kingdom for this show.
Wow.
So that took a little longer than what expected because, you know, rights and royalties are already difficult. And then you cross the pond. Yeah. Yeah.
So how big is your cast?
So I believe that there are 8 people on cast. But they have done a great job of being COVID friendly and trying to make sure that all of this can happen and staying healthy so that we can present this to our community. And speaking of COVID, we do ask for all of our audience members to wear masks. And then we also have socially distant seating and pods that people can sit in so that they can feel a little bit more comfortable while they view this Halloween spectacular.
While they are entertained.
Exactly.
Fantastic.
Exactly.
We're going to come back and talk more on this from the Rock Hill Theater, Ernest and the Pale Moon. Right now it's 22 minutes after 8 o'clock. And good morning. It is right now 25 minutes after 8 o'clock, 54 degrees. I'm Patty Mercer.
And I'm Lucas McFadden. We're catching up with our friends from the Rock Hill Theater. They've got a production this weekend only, Halloween-esque, Ernest and the Pale Moon. And we've got two of the actors joining us. We've got Jordan Smith and Paul Smith. No relation, but same last name.
And we appreciate that last name.
Yeah, we
do. Can hit our mark and bark on a Smith every time because we get it.
We do get it. Paul, let's start with you. Kind of tell us a little bit about Ernest and the Pale Moon. What's it all about?
So Ernest and the Pale Moon is almost like a psychological horror where it follows three characters in this sort of love triangle. I play the character Ernest Himmel, who is sort of this very distant character who watches upon the other two characters as they form this relationship. And through his own mind, he figures out things in his own way. He's a little mentally ill, so he brings on the horror of the show.
Mm. Okay. And Jordan, talk a little bit about the role that you play.
So I play Gwendolyn Bertram, who is one of the two people that Ernest watches from his window. And she's a young woman who is very naive to the world. So she doesn't understand any red flags or anything like that. And she's blind. So every night she pulls open her window so that she can watch the moon because the sun hurts her eyes. And when she pulls open the window, that's when Ernest can watch her while she's watching the moon.
This is a cool story.
So she ends up sort of falling in love. It's a relationship with the man who lives next to her, who has just come back from the army. And so So she is completely oblivious to the fact that she has a secret admirer.
Does this take place in a certain time period, or where in time does this take place?
It takes place in the 50s. Okay. It's near the end of World War II. Mm-hmm. And so Thomas, the character that Gwendolyn is falling in love with, comes back from the war. Mm-hmm. And he's suffering from the PTSD that people
So he has
have.
Some issues as well
yes.
that he's working through.
Oh, yes.
Very relevant story right now, you know, helping us all yeah. learn that we're unique. We all have something that we are working through. And wow. Okay, keep going. You got me going.
Jordan, if folks have never seen a production by the Rock Hill Theater, what are they missing out on?
There is an incredible pool of talent. It's really just professionalism, especially in this show, that is just really cool to see, because it's really awesome when everybody's in it 100% and they give everything. And so it's so much easier to get into character when everybody is just so all in.
Who's the director?
Alex Pena is our director. He's incredible. He's got a vision, and it's awesome. So.
Well, I'm going to brag on both of y'all real quick. Paul, you're a student at Winthrop studying theater. And then Jordan, you're a student at Westminster Catawba Christian School. But you are a finalist for one of the Best Actress Awards, right, through the Bloomy Awards.
I was nominated, yes.
Yeah.
And congratulations.
Thank you.
You made, like, the round cuts. And so you got pretty far along in the process. So congratulations. Job well done.
Thank you.
That's not easy to accomplish, especially in a COVID year. All right, it is called Ernest and the Pale Moon. Folks need to come out. These folks have worked really hard. There's nothing beats local theater, that's for sure. It's about a cast of about eight or so. You can check out the pictures online. It is very cool what you all have to wear. Jordan has, like, darker hair, but she's got blonde hair in this production, which I assume adds, like, an air of mystery to yourself. And you play a blind person. And then, Paul, your clothing, dark and ominous, which plays right into the character that you play. So it is great. So check it out this weekend, the Getty's Courtroom right here in Rock Hill. And to learn more, you can check them out on social media at Rock Hill Theater. Folks, thank you so much. Good luck. Ernest and the Pale Moon.
It's going to be great.